I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Haiti's been beleaguered with economic, political, and religious upheaval for decades. The World Bible Translation Center's Gary Bishop says they're updating the current Bible translation in the Haitian Creole language. It's a real need for this troubled land.
There is a huge literacy challenge for Haiti. There are many, many people who, even though they can read to some degree, are not able to read the language of the text that has been printed. It is in an ancient language and, of course, not readable or understandable by most of today's readers.
The translation project will help meet needs now and in the future for the 12 million speakers of the Haitian Creole language. Next, some consider Niger to be one of the least evangelized nations in the sub-Saharan Africa region. 2 years' devotion toward the launch of gospel programming there culminated this month. Words of Hope's Lita Young says they just dedicated a new recording facility in the city of Maradi.
The first broadcasts were on the air during the first week of September, and already, even after the first day, there was a report of favorable comments from local people, including some non-Christians who thought that the program sounded very worthwhile.
Pray for the staff as they reach this heavily Muslim area with the gospel. And in rural Kenya, the Orma tribe have limited access to education, but Worldwide Christian Schools and the African Inland Church have created the Orma Scholarship Program. It's having a significant impact on this traditionally Muslim tribe. Two graduates are translating the Bible in the Orma language, and another graduate will be returning as the first Orma teacher in Orma country. Go to our website to find out how you can give to this ongoing scholarship fund. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.